Stay tuned for Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.
And good morning, it's Lupe, Classic Hits, 92.7, 95.3. Joining us in the Street Beat studio is Teresa Brown of St. Croix Regional Family Health Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
St. Croix Regional Family Health Center has some specialty services now, including occupational medicine, chiropractic care, acupuncture, and optometry. Can you tell me a little bit more about each one and the benefits they offer?
Okay, well, I guess I'll do it in order.
Okay.
Occupational medicine is a service that we offer for employers, where we can provide employee physical exams, employment testing, and DOT. One of our providers does DOT physicals as well, so that's commonly used for people who are on the road trucking, for example. Our next service that's a specialty service is chiropractic and acupuncture, and they actually go together.
Okay.
So chiropractic care is provided by Dr. Peter Knowles in our Callis office on Tuesdays and Thursdays every week. He also provides chiropractic acupuncture, which provides some relief from pain and can help with the chiropractic services overall. The last service would be optometry, and optometry we just recently added a few months ago with Dr. Gregory Farrell, and he provides optometry, basic optometry services, eye exams, eye testing, vision testing. We are getting ready to provide glasses in our vision center, and that should be opening up pretty soon. All of the services that we provide, including these specialty services, are covered by insurances. Certainly depends on the plan that someone has, but MainCare is also accepted for all of these services where it's appropriate and approved.
For any of these services, who do we get a hold of and who do we talk to about anything, any of those?
Sure. So you can call the health center at 796-5503, and that just dialing that one number, you can reach any of those services. There's a bit of a menu that you can choose each of those services independently, and you'll reach someone who does the scheduling for each of those.
And where are you located?
In Princeton, we have an office at 136 Mill Street, and that has been there for many, many years. We recently expanded, which has afforded us the opportunity to expand our services in primary care, but also to add chiropractic and optometry.
And do you have a website?
We do. It's www.scrfhc.org.
Okay. Dan, you have a provider taking patients in Callis. Can you tell me more about her?
Yes. Beth Chabrie is a new nurse practitioner. Beth has actually worked for us for a number of years as an RN and just completed her nurse practitioner program. She has graduated and completed her boards, and we're excited to have her on board as a nurse practitioner now. She will be starting to see patients in September, and we're already scheduling for her. So she has accessibility both in the Princeton and the Callis office. And again, you can call the same number and reach out to the medical team, and they will help you establish an appointment with her, transfer care, whatever it is that you're looking for, and they'll walk you through the process.
Can you tell us everything that she works with?
Yeah, sure. So as a family nurse practitioner, most of the time we find that they support patients from babies to seniors, and she does indeed. We have newborns, and we have folks that are 100.
My age.
Yeah, mine too, I guess. And so she'll see everyone in between, as do most of our other providers as well.
All right. Sounds good. Now, what about hours? Can you tell us a little bit about hours in the different locations?
Sure. Our hours in Princeton are Monday and Wednesday, 7:30 to 5, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 to 7, and Fridays, 7:30 to noon.
And you have some kind of early situation?
We do, okay. Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I'll give you my Callis off hours, too, as well.
Okay.
My Callis hours are Monday and Wednesday, 8 to 5, Tuesday and Thursday, 7:30 to 6, and Friday, 8 to 12. They're a little bit different just because of the services that are provided and the providers that are going between the two sites. The 7:30 hours in Princeton are from 7:30 to 8:30 is dedicated each day, Monday through Friday, to walk-in care. And walk-in care is available for anyone, regardless of whether they're a St. Croix patient or not. it's a great alternative to emergency department care when it's not indicated. Mm. So a lot of people who find themselves struggling with some kind of issue, but maybe not a full-on emergency, and can't get into a provider or don't have a provider already established, they can we often find the weekend's coming, mm. and nobody wants to suffer over a weekend. Mm. Our walk-in care service is available for that, and we do find that a lot of people take advantage of that service. And it's because it's early in the morning, it often doesn't interfere very much with someone's workday.
And so go ahead and tell us again, what were the days and the times?
Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 8:30.
Okay. Yep. All right. Is there anything else you want to add before we go?
We are accepting patients in all of the services, primary care, behavioral health. We do provide behavioral health services too. We have MAT services, which is a substance use program for opiate replacement. We have a pretty wide array of services, and again, all of the services are accepting new patients.
Okay. And now, is that on a sliding scale fee?
Oh, yes. We do have a sliding fee scale. Thank you for asking that. That is available for folks that don't have main care. It is available for folks who even may have insurance but meet the qualifications for it. It's based on household size and income only, and that... there's an application that's easy to get. I think you can access it on our website, or you can call the health center and ask to have one mailed to you. And that application process is usually fairly quick. Within a week or two, you'll know if you've been accepted or not. And it's a varying sliding fee, so depending on your income and your household size, you may have a very minimal copay, or it kind of goes up by percentages from there.
Do you know what the lowest copay would be?
$20.
$20, okay.
Yep.
All right. Teresa Brown of St. Croix Regional Family Health Center, thank you for joining us.
All right. Have a good day.
This has been Street Beat, Classic Hits Public Affairs and Information Program. Views and opinions expressed are not necessarily those of Classic Hits Radio's management or staff.